Hey everyone, Gavin Gear here from the Extreme Windows blog, and today I want to tell you about a new product from NVIDIA called the GeForce GTX 660 Ti. And this is an affordable powerhouse video card, and to get started, I'm going to walk you through the install in my Z820 workstation PC. So I've got the machine here on its side with all of the connections disconnected, and seems to be kind of a waste to have all of my tools sitting back here not being used, but that's fine because this is going to go really quick. So let's see how long this takes. I'm going to take off the lower shroud here. We're going to disconnect the power, flip up the retention rail, pop out our Quadro 5000, and we're going to guide our 660 Ti down into place. Pop the lever down. We're going to grab an extra power cord, which is right there, ready to go. Pop the lower shroud back on and pop the side cover on. Done. So the video card installed in 36 seconds flat, which is pretty amazing if you ask me. I've got the drivers installed, I've got Multimon set up, and the first thing I did following that was to install a couple DirectX 11 games to see how the 660 Ti card would perform with some of the latest game technology. So I want to show you Max Payne 3, which is one of the latest DirectX 11 games. And you can see here I've got the settings cranked to the max. I'm running 2560 by 1440 resolution, and the performance is just amazing. I just can't believe the level of detail and just how crisp and clear everything is. And it's just, there's a lot of really cool effects in this game. It's beautiful, it's very fluid, and I have to say I'm really impressed that with the settings cranked to the max and running beyond HD resolution, this video card is performing so well. So this is a lot of power at a budget price. It offers a lot of great connectivity options. It's got two DVI ports, it's got a DisplayPort connector, and it's got HDMI. So you'll want to check out the NVIDIA GeForce GTX 660 Ti. Thanks!